got interested in this was my son, who's now almost 22, really doesn't like me to tell this story. And I'm not sure how he's going to feel about it being in the book, but it's in there. When he was 2, he developed a horrible ear infection, strep throat, took 3 courses of antibiotics to kill the infection. During the 3rd course of antibiotics, he developed a horrible diarrhea. Was very sickly looking, sunken eyes, big dark circles around his eyes. He just looked horrible. I knew enough at the time to start him on lactobacillus. Got him on some lactobacillus acidophilus. The diarrhea went away. Subsequent to that, he developed a horrible eczema. And I'm not talking a mild case of eczema. Down his back, across his bum, behind his knees, in the bends of his arms, under his arms. Horrible. And he lived with that problem for 8 years because his mother was so stubborn, because the doctors wanted to put him on steroids. Now, I was smart enough to know he already had a problem with his immune system. I did not want him on steroids because I know what steroids can do to the adrenal glands, and I wasn't happy about that. So for all these 8 years, we looked for the answer, and it wasn't until one day I sat down with Dr. Wallach and another naturopathic friend of ours, and we talked about his history, and the questioning went like this. Has he ever been on antibiotics? And I shared my story. The answer back to me was, make sure he's off dairy. He was mostly off dairy. And it was interesting because he had a lactose intolerance. Anytime he would eat any dairy whatsoever, he would have a flare of his eczema. They said, get him off all wheat. Well, he was off most wheat. This is a child that grew up eating rice bread. He didn't eat wheat. So I go back to him and start him on probiotics and enzymes. So I go back to him. Now, he suffered with this for 8 years. I go back to him, and I say to him, I say, we are going to make sure we have no dairy and we have absolutely no wheat. And he looks at me and he says, and what am I going to eat? I said, you know what? We're going to try this for 2 weeks, and if at the end of 2 weeks we don't see much improvement, we'll go and continue to look for the answer. As God is my witness, the way I tell the story is, within 3 days, his eczema was so much better, I could not believe it. Within 5 days, the eczema he had lived with for 8 years was gone. Gone. Now, thank you. That had an impact on me. And that's what drove me to be so passionate about this message. Now, he's almost 22. There was one other time, later on, several years later, because he stayed very healthy. He had been studying up late, doing all the things that you do, trying to finish exams to go for spring break. He developed a strep throat, started antibiotics. Within 24 hours starting the antibiotics, he's already getting the patches of eczema. And he looked at me, he said, Ma, don't worry about it. As soon as I get home, I'll get back on my probiotics and enzymes, and things will be okay. I don't have to tell him now to take probiotics and enzymes. Because within 24 hours of getting home and starting on his probiotics, the eczema was gone again. There is a direct link between your gut and your skin. Okay? There is a direct link. That was a very obvious thing for me. Many of these other things are not obvious for people because they're not so telltale. You can't just look and see them. But trust me, there's a lot going on inside you that's going on inside you because of an unhealthy gut. Now, I also think that this part of the gastrointestinal system is very, very important. And before I go any further, I just have to say, when we came back from the cruise, anybody go on the cruise? We had a wonderful time. We came back from the cruise, we went down to Key West. My husband took me to Key West. I was born in Key West, and I have this thing about Key West. So we went down there, we were having a wonderful time, and we kind of separated. I was on one side of Duval Street, he was on the other side of the Duval Street, and we linked up again, and he said, I got something for you. And I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm in Key West, and I'm just so excited. And so he said, you're going to love it. And this is what he got for me, so I could share with you. Don't you love it? Now, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but I would like to think that every single person in this room could say that, okay? And not just once, all right? 2 or 3 times a day at a minimum, okay? Do you see that structure on the right-hand side of that slide? That's your colon. That needs to be evacuated entirely once every 24 hours. And if it's not, then you're holding on to a lot of putrefied toxic waste. Now, I know you didn't come in here to be told you're a putrefied toxic waste producer, but you are, okay? And if you don't keep the colon clean as the blood circulates into the area to take away the final breakdown products of metabolism, it's going to circulate away with all that putrefied toxic waste. And then your liver's going to have to deal with it again, and all your organs are going to have to deal with it again as it recirculates itself throughout your entire cardiovascular system. Sadly enough, people do this, and they do it because they don't take time or their gut is not working well enough to stimulate the need to have a bowel movement. Now, some of the things that stand in the way are not enough water to drink, not enough exercise, not enough activity, literally not taking the time. One of the things that I talk about when I lecture and do my lecture, I talk about the fact that a lot of people, they get up in the morning, they quickly go through the routine in the bathroom, they go downstairs, grab a cup of coffee, standard American diet, out the door they go. They go to work. They're working in a public office building. And heaven forbid we should use a toilet in a public office building, especially to have a bowel movement. Okay? I mean, we do this to ourselves. We're so embarrassed by this. Okay? Now, I blame it on Mother England, because after all, prim and proper, and we sit on a throne, right? So I say that that's probably how this all developed. Because you go to other parts of the world, and they don't have this hang-up. Go to some places. Go to some places. You walk up to the restroom. The men go in on the right or the left. The women go in on the right. They meet in the middle. And if that isn't bad enough, the little cleaning lady is right there in and out of the stall. She doesn't care what you're doing. She's there to clean. Okay? Probably my favorite was when I went to Turkey. And I absolutely love Turkey. I wish they would clean it up over there or clean up their act over there so I could go back. But I love Turkey. So I go to the public restroom in Turkey, and I open the door. Big WC on the outside, water closet, that's how they refer to it. I open the door. I'm like, where's the toilet?